The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Demon Seed.
You must be mistaken.
It's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
This has been trying to call John's mobile because he said he was logging in, but he hasn't.
It's chaos.
And John never, ever answers. I've been phoning John for probably on and off, obviously not constantly, but 12, 14 years now.
Has he never answered?
He's never answered once.
That's amazing.
It's because he's socially inept. Look at this. If I hang up now, there'll be a little text saying, "Everything okay, mate?"
He just doesn't do messages. That's okay.
And no answer from.
Oh, Mike! Hello.
Where are you?
Hey. Half past one. He said half past 12 today. I've just texted him, and he said it's half past one. The link's set up for.
We're here. Me and Reese are on now.
Oh, I'll come in now then. I'll be 2 seconds. See you in a second.
By just saying to Reese, I've been phoning you for best part of 14 years on and off.
Yeah.
And this is the first time I've answered your phone, so thank you for that.
No problem. I'll give it another 14. and I'll make sure I get the next one.
Brilliant.
I'll just jump on now. I'll see you in a second.
You're a beautiful person. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thanks, love. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
I love you. Goodbye.
Thanks, love. There we go. Well, I was excited. What are you up to, Mike? How's your day?
All day.
How's your day?
Oh, good.
Yeah. Anything exciting going on in Bubbins Land?
What's going on? Bit of writing. Trying to sort of avoid I'm trying to avoid doing this for a day or two, but it's still caught up with me again.
There's no escape. No.
It's raining. It's raining and this. All my mates are in proper jobs, so I'm not sure I'll do something. That's what I thought.
Cool. Are you in Bubbins Manor? Is that what you call it?
I'm in the Hacienda, a.k.a. Bubbins Mansions.
And how's the new pub? Is it bigger than the old pub?
Twice the size. Twice the size.
And quadruple the fun.
Built by bit, like St. Fagin's. For the listeners outside of the South Wales area, that is a folk museum where they've rebuilt various buildings from Wales's past, brick by brick. And I've done the same in my bar, but now I've got more room, so it's now got a pool table and a dance board as well.
It's like a proper pub.
It is a proper pub.
Yeah, and here he is.
Is he?
Where's my
camera? There he is.
All right, fucker.
Yeah, how are you?
Not bad.
It's nice doing a daytime one.
It is good, isn't it? It's nice doing a daytime one.
Bit of fun.
Why are we doing a daytime one? I'm kind of like thrown off a bit by this.
I was free today.
I'm free.
and we just thought let's do it. Why not? You know,
let's do it.
It's a bit of fun.
Better for me.
Did you see that thing about reading the comments from?
I
think we could read it. Yeah.
Hang on, let me find it.
Okay. Have you got it on yours at the moment, Mike?
No. Was it a WhatsApp message or was it a?
I can tell you what to type in. But
leave all this in, though, Reese.
Yeah, leave all this in because
this is gold. Okay. We're going to miss all this. This will help the word count.
Yeah, this is what they like.
Theme from Last of Summer Wine.
Full orchestra.
Which one? Full orchestra.
Theme from Last of the Summer Wine, brackets, full orchestra.
I'll listen to this. So, speaking of themes of iconic TV shows,
yeah.
If I said to you, Quantum Leap, The A Team, Magnum PI, The Rockford Files, NYPD Blue, LA Law, amongst others, all composed by one man, Mr. Mike Post, he's only just agreed to do the Mammoth theme tune for me.
Fucking go on, get in. Do you know, have a word with him. Tell him just to put the first four bars from all of those songs into one song.
I'm talking. I'm like it to be like an answer phone at the beginning. Just go, this is Tony Mammoth. At the tone, leave a name and number. I'll get back to you. Beep.
How did you manage that?
That's good.
Interviewed him about 2 years ago on the radio, and he was a lovely fella. At a 70s radio show.
Yeah.
And I told him about Mammoth, and it was in this sort of pipeline at the time. He said, let me know how that goes. So, do you know what? I was thinking, I'll give him a lot of email now we've got a commission.
Yeah, wicked.
And see, obviously we can't afford him.
Yeah.
But he said, oh, that sounds great, man. I'm really pleased for you. He said, send me a script over and have a look at that. I said, well, I said, we can't afford Mike Post, but I'll send you a script over. He said, I don't do it for the money anymore. I was like 75 years of age every year.
Fucking get in.
So he just emailed me straight back, loved the script, was very nice about it, and says, I'll do it. I'm in.
What a great guy. That's fantastic. That is really good. But what if he just sends you back at 4 minutes of him screaming?
I don't care. It's my post screaming, isn't it?
That's really cool. That's
gave me, so I'm phoning him after this. I'm going to give him a ring.
Oh,
I've got his telephone number. So
tell him he doesn't know who I am, but he's a great guy.
Oh, I'll tell him that.
Just tell him that. My mate,
pass
John.
It on from your Reese.
Yeah, what do you think of him?
What do you want to pass on to?
What's my opinion?
Yeah, of him.
I'll pass on like a message. John said, tell Mike on his behalf, you know, he doesn't know him, but he's a great guy.
Yeah.
Tell him I loved the upbeat theme tune to Quantum Leap, despite the actual bleakness of the show.
Yeah, it was quite upsetting at the end, wasn't it, the last episode?
I
think we were all convinced the sound was going to leap back into his actual timeline, but it didn't happen.
I quite like that.
And there's also the episode where he leaps into, I think it's a Down syndrome boy as well. That's quite a challenging one.
It was really good. I mean, he was a woman. Yeah. He was a person.
I believe he says that, and this is not me saying this. This is me recounting something from the 90s, not the 1890s either.
Yeah, the 90s.
He looks himself in the mirror and says, I'm retarded, I believe.
Yeah. It's a popular word.
Different times. I didn't say that, but.
Different times.
Yeah. But again, a very, very upbeat theme tune for a show that tackled difficult things. So I tell him I like how he
juxtaposition is the word looking for.
Yeah, there we go.
You like the juxtaposition.
Yeah.
He kind of eased me in gently.
Yeah. Yeah, well, fair play.
I got the theme tune. If you want me to play the theme tune.
I've got a few here.
Let's get this right. Firstly, Mike,
which creator? Mark One Dart?
No, it's from Stage Film Television.
Got it.
And it's called
this one. I'll show you now.
But
the link's in the chat.
What we should do? Hang on, don't give it away yet. We haven't, you know, the listeners don't know what's happening yet. Don't give it away yet. You know.
Oh yeah, don't it all. Reckon it.
Right, so I reckon what we should
do. First, here we go.
Ring the bell. Smash the metal.
Have we got any metal?
Just punch a wall.
I've got a hole punch and I got a microphone clip.
That's fine. That's absolutely fine.
Ready?
Yeah. Perfect.
I miss more. Doesn't really sound metally though, does it?
It's fine. I mean, who cares? There's only six people listening.
Oh well, you got the idea.
We're off. Yeah. My boys, my wonderful boys. Each one of them has been great. Here's a dildo. Here's a bag of crisps. Here's some blood on a pair of pants. Okay, let's.
Oscabs. Thank you. There they are. Here we go.
Fowler breakdown.
Renee, you fool. Shut up, Renee.
I'm so old, I wish I could die. British Airmen, I was only pissing.
It was a good moaning.
Harold. Harold, I've got a
down.
Christopher Walken.
So I only tried to help you, Roland.
That's pretty much all the that bit.
There we
are. So
should we forget? We've got
help me, of course.
Go on, do help me. Micro memories.
Quick example. Someone in school, terrible skid marks, and we saw them when they bent over. So that's
stuff we're contractually obliged to do under our contract.
Yeah. Reese, is this a paid one today or is it free?
Can't remember. Hang on. Let me check.
I was going to fart, though.
Where's our test feed?
Are you going to fart, Mark? Mark.
I thought I might. I
Mark
don't
Bubbins, are you going to fart, Mark?
I'm going
to. No, this is a premium one. This is a premium one.
Well, let's pull the stops off of these dickheads.
Mark Bubbins and James Rutledge present.
Yeah.
So I figured this
Ron
one out.
Waters.
Rob Waters, Mark Bubbins, and James Rutledge take you on a trip down memory lane with their unique approach.
Don't tell him, Mike, et cetera. We've got that one.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah. What are you, a man or a mouse? We're doomed. We're doomed.
Doomed.
Uncle Arthur. Bloody hell, Rodders, as well.
Yeah. Turn your bloody doors. I told your bloody doors off.
Good.
You plonker.
Yeah. Brilliant. So that is everything covered there. So for this one.
Hang on a minute. Harold Lloyd said to me. There we go. We've done that as well.
That's good. You motherfucker. The Lower East Side, New York, the Bronx detectives.
Come on, 15th and 6th.
Yeah. Rubber tubes up yourself.
Gravel.
Fingers like dicks.
Hot gravel.
Hot gravel. Cold gravel.
Ding dong.
I think that's covered the whole thing, I think. So for this one, and the last time we did it, we read comments from it was to astounding success. We read comments from
Fife Robertson, someone in a Scottish accent,
just Archive of New, just to
Ubetti
is good, yeah, of course. Yeah. Frank Spencer,
that's a good one, actually.
What are you doing, Frank?
That's it. That is a good one. Yeah.
Incoming pain.
We tell him it's shit. They listen to it. Then they say that was shit. I said, yeah, I know. We just told you that.
Clap hands only.
This is heroin that's been sort of mixed up with shit and then dried up.
Incoming pain.
It is a lot of old clag, this, right? There's no point trying to address it. There's no point trying to fucking polish a turd, is there, right?
Put it behind a paywall.
Only the clag hounds may enter the paywall.
If we're going to do it every week, then these idiots need to be punished for it.
Beaten around the balls with a telephone book, that kind of thing.
Incoming paywall. Twice the clag. Twice the regret. All for £5. To become an official Claghound, go to patreon.com/TheDemonSeed.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.